Devonport Jazz was unfortunately canned last year due to the pandemic, but it's back again this year and really looking forward to it coming up in July.
Yeah, look, really excited. We'll be officially launching the program on Monday, but we're just finalising it now, and there's some really great local talent plus some headline acts who we had invited last year who have agreed to hold over that booking and come this year. So it'll be from 22 to 25 July that weekend, so hopefully people will be marking that in their diaries. There's a whole range of jazz, from very small intimate venues right through to things like our choral society sessions, pure jazz. There's something for everyone.
And the Australian Army Band coming back again this year. They've been very popular, haven't they?
They have, yeah. Yes.
So the calendar will be available on the council website next week, I believe.
Yes, Monday will be the day you'll be able to see it. We're just putting the final touches on it now, just finalising a few bits and pieces.
Okay, now there's a couple of exhibitions at the Devonport Regional Gallery at the moment that are worth a bit of a mention.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of new ones that have just been opened. One's called Grasslands, and it's by local Tasmanian artists Patrick Zutzak and Karen Hall. And it's a really interesting installation, and it's inspired by the state's Midlands landscape, which I thought was really interesting because most of us drive through the Midlands to get to where we need to go.
Yes.
But they've taken time to explore the Midlands, to be on farm, and just this is their interpretation of it. So it's worth a look. And just a different view of the Midlands, because, as I say, most of us just get through it as quickly as we can to get where we need.
I reckon it's the most boring piece of road in Australia, to be honest, but maybe we're not looking around enough.
Well, I think that they've got off the beaten track and checked it out more closely. And the other new exhibition is a photographic exhibition by Devonport-based Brian Solis, and it's called The Uncommon Ground. And it's a really interesting lot of photographs around our urban environment. I went and had another look today, and it's really challenging to look at the photos and say, now, where is that?
Yes, right.
They're all local, and so it's just a really interesting take on our urban environment. So I urge people to pop in and have a look and wander through and just take the challenge of figuring out where all those photos come from.
Yeah, and a lot of people will recognise them, but and they may not. So it's not until the 19th of June, both of those, in fact.
Yes, that's correct.
National Reconciliation Week starts this week, so there's a bit going on with that.
Devonport's hosting two events on Monday. We're having breakfast with Professor Maggie Langton at 7:30 from in the Parranapple Convention Centre upstairs.
How good is that?
So really excited about being able to offer that to the community. And then, a ticketed, a paid event. And then we're hosting a free lunchtime forum from 1 till 2 with the professor. I'm really pleased that I'm going to be attending both events and chairing the lunchtime lecture. So looking forward to that. Urge people will need to book because of COVID restrictions particularly, but a real great opportunity for us to hear about our National Reconciliation Week and how it's working and what we can do to learn from each other.
And people may not be familiar with the name, but I'm sure everyone would recognise her if they saw her. And I don't mean this disrespectfully in any way, but she's the lady with the long white hair.
I read her bio, and she's done a lot in her life and working really hard towards understanding between our people. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from her.
Yeah.
As I said, both are ticketed events. Breakfast is at a cost, but the lunchtime forum is a free event. But you will need to book.
Okay, Providor Place Markets, the next one's about 3 weeks away.
2 weeks from this Friday. So the Friday of the long weekend.
We'll split the difference, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. Friday of the long weekend. So, yes, that month seems to go around very quickly. So that'll be the Friday of the June long weekend. And, again, from 4 to 8, there'll be the regular food vans, stalls, kids entertainment again. So keep your eye out on the Providor Place Facebook page for updates on who might be coming and what you might be able to buy there.
Okay, Reflections Cafe, the Dementia Cafe, I think they hosted a biggest morning tea, was it today?
No, that was last week.
Last week.
And then next Wednesday the 2nd, they will be their next one. They will meet fortnightly, so it's an opportunity for people with dementia and particularly for their carers to gather together, to chat, to catch up, to find out about what services are available to them. Just a really safe, friendly environment. environment. There's always a fabulous morning tea, and often some entertainment around old songs and those sorts of things that help people flick their memories.
Yeah, absolutely. And is it a free event?
Yes, it is.
Well, I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah. No, this is available to. It's a collaboration between Meerkroft Care and Devonport Council, and of course the senior citizens provide the venue, and it's on Victoria Parade 10 till 12 every second Wednesday, and the next one is June 2.
And from what I understand, it's been well received, the whole concept of this, hasn't
it? Yeah, it's been really, I try to get down there as often as I can, and it's lovely to catch up with, and I think particularly for the people, for the carers of people with dementia, it's an opportunity to talk to people who perhaps only people who understand the issues that they have and the challenges. So, and as I said, there are staff from Meerkroft, from the dementia unit there who can support them also and tell them about what services they might not know about.
Okay, so every fortnight, and the next one's next Wednesday from 10 till 12. And thank you very much for coming in today. I really appreciate it. And we won't be catching up in a fortnight because I'm actually taking a bit of time off, but
we'll
catch up further down the track. Good on you. Thanks, Annette. Annette Rockliffe, the Mayor of Devonport, today's Mayor on the Air.